The most prevalent one in India definitely is lymphatic filariasis throughout all India, but especially in the south. So this is something that we regularly treat, that we find in our patients. But we also have from time to time, for example, dengue fever or chikungunya, which is also very problem. But yes, the one disease I'm especially targeting, addressing in India is lymphatic filariasis and all the different approaches to control and eliminate it.
Is it easy to diagnose whether someone has fallen sick with lymphatic filariasis?
The problem is that in late stages, yes, it is easy to diagnose because it is quite easy to see the thickened leg, the stage called elephantiasis. It's very easy to diagnose if you have seen it before. The big problem is that in the beginning, those are very unspecific symptoms. For example, you might have a mild swelling of the leg, mild pain. And this is a big problem because then the people who are affected, who are normally the most marginalized and poorest people in the endemic countries, will not seek medical care, will not seek medical treatment.
Is it still possible to treat the disease, though, when it's that far advanced?
You can symptomatically treat it, yes, but it's not possible to cure it. You have to see that this is a disease caused by worms, and they cause a jam in the lymphatic system, lymphatic tissue of the leg. And this then over the years developed into a big swelling, which you cannot reverse. You have to prevent the disease in the first place. I think this is the most reasonable public health approach that we have. And this is, in the case of lymphatic filariasis, by preventive chemotherapy. This is a strategy that addresses large numbers of people's whole populations under risk of these diseases. The idea behind mass drug administration, behind preventive chemotherapy, is that you, without diagnosing those individuals who are carrying the pre-stages of the worms, are treated so they cannot longer serve as more or less a reservoir for transmission by mosquitoes. If we are successful in giving a large number, normally about 80% of the population under risk, these medicines once a year, then we decrease the number of people carrying the pre-stages of the worms to such a low degree that the transmission is stopped and that we can prevent the disease in the first place.
Tim Schneider there talking about his experiences with NTDs. And he'll talk about why he's so invested in fighting NTDs in just a moment. And we return to Tim Schneider, the German doctor fighting NTDs. I wanted to know how well-known NTDs are in the medical world and asked him if a doctor in Berlin would know how to diagnose Chagas or dengue.
I don't think so. NTDs are not just not well-known in Germany, but also in a lot of the endemic countries. So therefore, I would doubt that a German doctor in Berlin would probably diagnose Chagas or dengue fever. But if he would ask the right questions, then he would find out that the patient has been abroad, has been in a country where such diseases might occur, and sends them to a specialist, a tropical medicine specialist. And this is the special problems you have in endemic countries, that even though those diseases occur quite frequently in those countries, a lot of doctors still are not aware about how to diagnose and to treat those diseases properly.
Let's talk about your personal motivation. What put NTDs on a map for you? What got you interested to treat these diseases in the first place?
I've seen that NTDs, that neglected tropical diseases, are not neglected because those are rare diseases. Actually, they affect more than 1.5 billion people in the world. And that they primarily occur within societies, communities that are the most marginalized in the world. And when I started practicing medicine, first as a medical student in Mexico and later as a physician in India, I experienced firsthand the devastating effect of those diseases. They severely disable people. They stigmatize them. They prevent all other development programs from being successful. And on the other hand, I learned that a lot of those diseases already were quite well treatable and even preventable, but that they were neglected in many ways by multiple stakeholders. Then I was very happy in 2012 when the London Declaration and the WHO roadmap initiated a process to control it, eliminate, or even eradicate the most common NTDs. Those programs have been very successful in the last years. If you look at the number of people who are at risk of an NTD, this number fell by 20%. We were already successful in eliminating some diseases like lymphatic filariasis or trachoma in certain countries. So I think that my motivation to fight NTDs is that on the one side, I see the need, and on the other side, I see the success that we can have.
And you've mentioned stigma, because there's often stigma attached to NTDs. Can you give an example from your experience how this is affecting treatment?
Yes, if you go back to lymphatic filariasis, and you just mentioned the enormous lack and the late stage, which is called elephantiasis, because it resembles an elephant's lack, then you can think about that this is difficult for patients, even if they have the possibility to go to see a doctor, that they are ashamed and they're not willing to go out because this is such a stigma for them. And but even in their communities, in their daily lives, they are marginalized.
Today, around 1 billion people in countries with NTDs have access to medication and health programs. And a lot of drugs are donated for free by pharmaceutical companies. That does sound like things are going well. So why does it seem so difficult to reach the last mile and eradicate NTDs?
Well, it is difficult to eradicate NTDs because you have to deal with a variety of barriers. And if you're talking about the last mile is a big problem in the beginning of such programs. If we take, for example, guinea worm disease, where we had 25 cases last year, in comparison to millions of cases a few years ago, the success in the beginning is huge. And you're very optimistic about the possibilities of eradicating such a disease. But in the end, you have to be very, very passionate. And the problems that occur to finally eradicate disease are so diverse, and there are so many barriers that you have to address. You were talking about the donation of medicines. This is a very important point. And we would not have been so successful so far without the donations of those medicines. Those have been just in the last years, I think about 2.4 billion tablets that have been donated. And our programs, we were talking about preventive chemotherapy, mass drug administration, would not have been possible without these donations.
Thanks again to Tim Schneider, a medical doctor who is active in the German NTD network and regularly treats patients in India with the NGO Samhati.